This is WMUK's West Southwest. I'm Gordon Evans. Coming up, Republican State Representative John Bison is now seeking his party's nomination for state senate in the district that includes Calhoun and Berry counties. But first, Stephen Mack Jones is a poet, playwright, and novelist. The Lansing native, who now lives in the Detroit area, is the author of August Snow and the next novel in the August Snow series, Lives Laid Away. Both of those take place in Detroit. Stephen Mack Jones will be at the Alma Powell branch of the Kalamazoo Public Library tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock. Stephen Mack Jones, thank you very much for being with us.
Well, thank you very much, Gordon. Good to be with you.
What inspires you to write specifically about the work of police and crime?
Well, crime books are thrillers. It's a genre that I've always enjoyed reading from a very early age. I love mysteries. I've always read mysteries and science fiction, and it just so happens I kind of fell towards mysteries in this case.
When you actually go about trying to write about this, and it is fiction, do you try to make sure that you bring some realism to it, some research that lets people kind of inside what happens with police work?
Yes, absolutely. And it's important also to, for me at least, to bring alive the environment in which these people work, and especially the environment in which my character August Snow lives. Every city has its own personality, its own spirit. I like for that city to be almost another character with its influences on those who populate the story.
So it's important then that these stories take place in the city of Detroit and in particular neighborhoods.
Yes, absolutely. Just to give the reader a real sense of where these characters are moving, what the smells and sights and sounds are, and how those things influence them, whether they know it or not. Detroit has a different personality than New York or Chicago or L.A., and I want readers to feel that, to enjoy it and learn from it.
Do you think that setting your stories in Detroit also helps explore issues of, say, race and class in a way that, if you set it in some fictional city, maybe it would be a little tougher to get at?
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And that's a great observation, because you can't really, when you mention Detroit anywhere throughout the country or throughout the world, those things pop instantly to mind. You know, the racial issues, these socioeconomic issues, cars and Motown. Even though the city has changed, those are still issues that are pertinent when people think of the city of Detroit.
So does it make it timely then that you set these novels in Detroit at a time when we're hearing about the resurgence of the city, that downtown is more lively now than it's ever been before? I think I read an article where you were interviewed and you said, well, you know, I worked in downtown Detroit when it was the Renaissance Center and nothing else. Is there a certain timeliness to the fact now that your books come out as we're hearing more and more about Detroit being on the rebound?
Well, I'd like to think that there's a timeliness to the books. Detroit has changed and is continuing to change. I've never seen this kind of sustainable change in the city before. And while a lot of that change is wonderful, just tremendous, there are questions as to what the cost of this change is on the personality of the city, on the residents delicate balancing act when you're talking about the resurgence of Detroit. And that's part of what I'm trying to explore is what is that balance? What are the challenges?
And do you think that maybe it's a little easier to raise those questions in fiction, where, you know, as opposed to maybe where, you know, we're hearing all the time about, you know, ribbon cuttings and those sort of things, that maybe in a fictional piece of work, it's a little easier to stop and say, but wait a minute, what does this really mean for Detroit?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Fiction has always been a great way of delivering little bits of truth, societal observations. Charles Dickens was doing it when he wrote his wonderful works, his observations on his outrage with child labor, but it was all delivered through his fictional work. So I often feel that I have an obligation to bring those observations up, if I'm to be honest with myself.
You were working in advertising and marketing for a long time. While you were doing that, were you always writing something else, poetry, a play, maybe working on a novel? Was that always something that you kind of had going on the side while you were working in marketing and advertising?
Yeah, and thank you, Gordon, for bringing up the fact that I was in those businesses. Wow, you know, I'm trying to put that behind me. Yes, it was something that I was always doing on the side. I wrote a play, a full-length stage play called Back in the World, while I was in advertising, marketing, communications. And it was a play about African-American Vietnam veterans, their lives before, during, and after the war. And I was fortunate enough to have the play produced in Detroit, New York, and Boston. And that's just an example of, you know, after writing about motor oil and cars, trying to replenish my soul with something that was important to me.
You won a Kresge Arts Fellowship in 2012. Did that free you up in some ways to really pursue writing a novel or the other sort of writing that you've been able to do?
Oh, it absolutely did. The Kresge Foundation, Kresge Arts in Detroit, it's just a wonderful organization. And frankly, I think that is a subject that I could speak probably a half hour on. They are just wonderfully supportive of the arts and artists in this area. And Kresge Arts in Detroit goes way beyond the monetary award that you're given. They support you with education. They ask how you're doing, how we can further support your art, how can we further support you. So, yes, Kresge Arts in Detroit, it's just wonderful. I can't speak highly enough of the organization.
So for aspiring writers out there, would you say that your story is an example of what's possible if you stick with writing and you're willing to pursue it, perhaps while working in other things? Or might you also be, and maybe it's not mutually exclusive here, maybe it's both of these, could your story also be the cautionary tale of, you know, it is years of work and it may take a while before you get that novel that you've had kicking around in your head published?
You know, Gordon, it's a combination of the two things. It really is. To be quite honest with you, I think I should probably be the poster elder for AARP. I have been writing for years, and August Snow is the first book that I've had published through the traditional means, getting an agent, the agent selling it to a wonderful publishing house, et cetera. And this happened at the age of 62. Dreams can be realized at any age, and I'm grateful for that.
How many August snow books do you think you have in you?
So that's a great question and a daunting question. I honestly don't know. I've just completed the second one, Lives Laid Away, and that will be released January 8th of 2019. And in the middle of writing the third right now and having a blast doing it. So let's say at least three.
But not necessarily only three. So I think people are glad to hear that.
Exactly.
When you get to do an event like this one in Kalamazoo, what sort of feedback do you get from people who have seen your work? I'm wondering if maybe this gives you a better sense than you would just get day to day of what your work is meaning to people and how they see it.
The feedback has been wonderful. I worried at first what the feedback might be, considering there are a lot of action elements and thriller level violence in the book, but in all honesty, people have been responding to the relationships between the characters, and also, to be quite honest, the food that I mention in the book, the wonderful Mexican food that's offered in Detroit, throughout Detroit. But honestly, people have been responding to the relationships between the characters, and I am very grateful for that.
So last year, it was reported that Harvey Weinstein was interested in making your book into a TV show. Well, obviously, those plans have changed. So is there anyone else out there who has shown any interest in putting August Snow on TV or maybe even into a movie?
Yes, and I have to speak carefully here because it has not been officially announced.
Okay. No ink is dry yet, so...
Well, actually, the ink is dry,
okay.
Just waiting for the production company to make the official announcement. But I have a production deal with two production companies. You've seen their work on Amazon Prime and in theaters, and they do wonderful work. So it's kind of looking like August Snow will be on a streaming service near you in the very near future.
Well, congratulations. We'll look forward to hearing more about that.
Thank you. Thank you.
Author Stephen Mack Jones will be at the Kalamazoo Public Library's Alma Powell branch tomorrow night, beginning at 6 o'clock. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Gordon. Really appreciate it.
Links with more details about the event with Stephen Mack Jones's visit to Kalamazoo, as well as his writing, can be found at WMUK.org.